Now, the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
It's been a long time coming.
I think Bill O'Reilly is awesome.
Oh, Bill is kind of hardcore, isn't he?
I think he has a lot of guts.
Very direct. He's an obnoxious, opinionated jerk.
Pompous. Narrow-minded.
Combative.
He's a wonderful gentleman.
Conservative.
Bill O'Reilly is the biggest liberal.
I trust him with my dog.
You got to speak up against the madness.
Work. This show has just about everything in it.
If you want to lose weight, book yourself on the Bill O'Reilly Show, because for 2 days I've had diarrhea.
When am I wrong, Mr. Eastwood?
You're never wrong.
Enter the no-spin zone. 877-9-NO-SPIN. 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. And now, here's Bill O'Reilly.
All right, what's the government's obligation to protect you and your children from sexual predators? Okay, that's the government's role here, to protect us. If you read the Constitution, that's why we have a federal government and a state government, to protect you. That's it. You know, why else do we need these people? We don't need social engineering. We need protection. Obviously letting us down on the border. Obviously didn't have a clue about 9/11. Didn't protect 3,000 people who were killed that day, did they? This is the federal and state governments. Now, there's an epidemic of child assault all over the country. We all know that. It's an epidemic. So, what's the obligation of the federal government and state government to protect you? Well, Florida, which was ground zero for child abusers, finally the people got so angry in the Sunshine State after Jessica Lunsford was slaughtered that there was almost a riot down there, and Governor Bush, one of the most ineffectual leaders in fighting child abuse that I've ever seen, finally did something right. He signed Jessica's Law, which basically says if an adult sexually abuses a 12-year-old or under, is convicted, 25 years to life, first offense. Okay, good law, right? 90% people say, yeah. We don't give them another shot. You ruin a kid's life, and that's what they do. Any kind of battery on a child at that level, a felony level, is ruining the child's life. Everybody knows that. Why should you have a life? Right? Punishment must fit the crime. So, we got Florida's got this law. Well, where are the other 49 states? Why don't they have it? So the factor goes on a crusade. As you probably know if you listen or watch our program, we're on a crusade to get Jessica's Law passed in every state. So far, we've got commitments from the governor of Pennsylvania to try to make it happen. And last night, we had the governor of Rhode Island on. All right? Kasseri. Now, the reason we had Kasseri on was twofold. Number one, in our initial contacting of the governors, his staff blew us off. Not wise. Not wise. You're going to blow us off. You're going to take... And Louisiana next week... if you can get to Blanco, the governor of Louisiana, you might whisper in her ear, it's coming, madam. Okay, we're giving you another few days. It's coming, and it's coming hard. All right? Louisiana. So anyway, we took a look at Rhode Island. And these guys blowing us off, we'll take a look. Listen to this. Now, Rhode Island's got a million laws on child molestation. It's nobody could understand these laws. At least we can't understand
these laws. Can't figure them out.
They're all over the place. Which means it's chaos. Which means the judges can do whatever they want. See, the goal of Jessica's Law is kick it out of the judges' hands. Because you can't trust the judges. Some are good, some are bad. Well, you can't let bad judges be putting sexual predators back out on the street. Period. And these judges, they don't care. What do they care? We just saw Duncan in Minnesota. Guy who slaughtered the three adults and one child in Idaho and abused the other little girl. Judge let him out. Carly Brucia in Sarasota, Florida. Judge let the guy out. Now listen to this. There's a guy in Rhode Island, Josh Mishorsky, 21 years old. Ready? In 2001, the guy is convicted of having sex with a 13-year-old girl. Suspended sentence. Okay? Judge gives him a suspended sentence. 13. All right, 2 years later, he's getting sex with a 14-year-old girl. Got it? Mm-hmm. Okay? What'd he get? A year. 1 year. He gets out of jail. 3 months after he's out of jail, he gets convicted of another felony. Gets a 16-year-old girl drunk and rapes her. Okay, three. He's got three on his jacket. What does the judge give him? 4 years. No, 3 years. I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 years exactly. He gets. 3 years. After three, he gets 3 years in Rhode Island. I mean, this is unbelievable. Okay? The judge doesn't care. He doesn't care. So we get Kasary on, the governor of the state, last night. And here's how it went down. Roll the tape.
What you're going to do is give them less wiggle room. So nutty judges, and you got them in Rhode Island, you know you do, don't have any discretion. They have to impose it. And we're trying to, every governor, trying to, because I know that you can get this passed. Now, who's going to stand in its way?
No, nobody will. Nobody will. And I'll make you a deal, okay? I'm going to propose it. I suspect that this General Assembly will agree with you because every time we try to make a move to tighten up on anything to do with, you know, sexual offenders affecting children, as you say, nobody's against that.
Right. It depends if you have any ACLU members in your legislature.
Well, I shouldn't say no one. That's
right. But it's very special.
That's right.
But I appreciate the deal. I appreciate the deal. What I'd like you to do.
No, I agree. I agree with everything you're doing. The first response you got out of us, unfortunately, was not good because we were in the end of our legislative session up to our ears. But I'm on board completely.
All right,
you don't have to convince me, Bill.
All right, Governor.
All right, so we got Kasary on board. They're going to try to do Jessica's Law this fall. And again, whoever opposes it, I'm going to tell you. Now, next week we got Blount, right? He's coming in, the governor of Missouri. Because in Missouri, you got this guy who molested an 8-year-old for 4 years, 8 to 12. He got 4 months. 4 months. And he was molested a girl for 4 years. So Blount's coming in, and we're going to do every state, all 50 states. And any governor who's not on board, we'll let you know. Believe me, we'll let you know. And if they're outrageous, like this Blanco's been in Louisiana, I might even go down and sit in front of her house and do the show from there. Now, am I using my power in a wrong way? Maybe. You tell me. But if the governments are going to protect you, who's going to protect you? Who? You going to tape your kid to your leg? Kid's got to go to school, right? You can't be watching a kid 24/7. Government's obviously not doing anything about it. Judges don't care. Not all judges. There are some good ones. But there are so many bad ones, you can't even count them all. Take it out of their hands. Who opposes this? All right, now, there's a guy in New Hampshire. I'm going to bring him in. He's just a regular guy. Called a show a couple of weeks ago. He's taking it upon himself to get this done in New Hampshire. So I'm going to talk to him, because you can do this too. You know, if I can mobilize all the millions of people who listen and watch The Factor and then use my power, we're unstoppable then. If I can get all of you guys on board, then we're unstoppable. They'll have to do it. Or you throw the governors out. All right, we'll bring this guy and we'll take your calls at 1-877-9-NO-SPIN in a moment.
No spin.
This don't make a lick of sense.
By Tempur-Pedic, makers of the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system. Call 1-800-807-6855.
All right, check out that Tempur-Pedic. You won't be disappointed. Let's bring in Carl Zahn. I talked to Carl a couple weeks ago. He lives in Milford, New Hampshire. He's got two boys, age 7 and 8. He owns a trucking company. He's just a regular guy trying to do what's right for his family and for the country. So, Carl, why don't you tell the audience what you're trying to do here?
Okay, Bill. Hey, thanks again for the opportunity.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Lise.
Hey there, Carl.
This is really interesting what's happening up here, but with your permission, I'll be brief. I got a couple things I got to get out of the way.
Sure.
First of all, is it a bad sign that I'm drinking Kool-Aid from a pitcher with your face on it?
Look, sometimes I'm wrong, Carl, so don't be a Kool-Aid guy. Go ahead.
I'm just kidding, Bill. Right. And second of all, I got to tell you, you know, when I called your show a couple of weeks ago, a scandal erupted up here on your affiliate station, 96.9 FM Talk. Mm-hmm. I'm a regular caller to the Egan and Browdy show. I kind of give the quirky New Hampshire perspective. And,
right.
Jim Browdy and I are, say, best friends. And, you know, he felt betrayed when he heard me on your show. He felt I'd used him as a stepping stone, and he carried on for days even trying to ban me from the show.
You tell Jim he's not worthy of you, Carl.
Well, you know,
okay, you're above his station.
I finally had to send a deli platter to the studio to snap him out of it. So I just want to, if you could tell him, I know he's listening, that my blossoming friendship with you is strictly plutonic.
All right.
Okay.
So what are you doing up in New Hampshire?
Okay, here's what we did. I talked to you on July 13th, and I've been on the phone since then. And I want to tell you again, I want to thank you very much for what you do. And you spoke yesterday on your show about nature's perfect cycle, and this is a perfect cycle as well. You inspired me. My wife and I got on board, and it didn't take much because I've been outraged since the Jeffrey Curley case, you know, 10 or so more years ago. So it didn't take much. And what we did, I got right on the phone, and here's the people who've been on board solid since day one. My chief of police here in our town of Milford, New Hampshire, Fred Douglas, great guy. Big fan of yours, solid, been a big help.
Right.
He helped us get the downtown Milford Oval. We're having a big rally here Saturday, August 20th. And all you New Hampshire listeners, please make the drive.
And in Massachusetts as well. We want people to go up for this rally on August 20th in New Milford to protect the kids. All right, so you got the police chief Douglas online. You got, I understand, Senator Peter Bragdon. He's with you, Senator Ryan Hansen.
That's right.
All of these guys. Now, what about
also,
the governor?
Also another senator, I want to mention his name, Peter Batula, because he's with us,
right.
Very passionate.
Where's the governor? Is he helping out here or what?
Well, you know, interestingly, I've been calling Senator Judd Gregg and Charlie Bass's office almost every day since I spoke to you. And finally yesterday, I happened to mention that you and I were going to be speaking today, and I got calls back. However, we can't scorch them. They're federal guys, and they're not allowed. My understanding is they're not allowed to comment on any state legislation. One other guy did get on board is a guy named Police Chief Wren, W-R-E-N-N. He's Hampton, New Hampshire Police, and he sits on the legislative chair for the Chiefs of Police Association, and they're a powerful lobbying group for state politics, and he's on board with this. 100%. And while I'm on law enforcement, it's interesting talking to these guys. You know, an unintended consequence, to use your phrase, from law enforcement is catching these people over and over again, you know, and the drain on our resources.
Yeah, I mean no, all the cops are on board with Jessica's Law. They all want it.
I mean, you know,
they don't want to be chasing these guys around. They know how bad they are.
Yeah,
but what about the governor? Come on, Carl, give me the governor here.
Well, you know, the governor I haven't heard from. I've been calling state reps, and, you know, this is, I'll tell you, this has been very interesting, very emotional, really. When the ad came out in the Manchester Union Leader, which is our statewide paper up here, I got a lot of calls from people who just called to say thank you. Some people very moved. And one thing I'm finding is, you know, this problem is far more prevalent than people might expect. There's a lot of personal stories. You know, this happens a lot of times.
All right, but you got to put pressure on the governor. Tell us about the governor and what the position that the governor is taking.
Well, you know what? I haven't been able to get through to the governor. I'm hoping that someone is going to show up at this rally. And interestingly enough...
All right, we'll call the governor.
Okay, well, listen, on a community level, Bill,
this
has gone huge, okay? It's rolling thunder. It's like a runaway freight train. Everyone's
right.
on board. We got over 1,000 signatures just in a little over 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay? So, but it's amazing to me what I've been dismayed at.
Well, here's what I'm... What are you dismayed at?
Well, I'm dismayed at that the hardest people to get on board with this are the people who are in the political arena.
Well, that's right. And here's what we're going to do.
I'm working on something. We're working on something like that.
Where is your rally going to be in New Milford? Where?
It's going to be on our downtown Milford Oval. We got a big
Milford Oval. At what time?
It's from 8 a.m. in the morning till 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
All right, so you're going to have at least, and you want people to come there to sign a petition to get Jessica's Law done, 25 years to life, first offense, felony battery on a child, and you're going to give them some information and all that. So what we're going to do is we're going to call the governor's office and ask the governor to attend that rally, and if the governor doesn't, then we will do a story on that, and there you go.
Well, you know what? I can't thank you enough.
No, I mean, that's the way we're going to play. We're playing hardball politics here. The governor either gets on board or doesn't, and, you know, if he doesn't, then he takes the wrath of the voters. All right, Carl, you keep us apprised. And why I had Carl on here is that you can do this in your state. Everybody can do this, see? If it's a people's movement, then the politicians, who are, you know, unfortunately not looking out for you, most of them, have to get on board, or they become enemies of the state. And we'll define them as such. You know, and they can... they can lash back at me if they want to. I mean, I'll take them on. I don't mind. Let's go to Sean in St. Louis. Sean, what's going on?
How are you doing today, Bill?
Good.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Really appreciate what you're doing. I have a 4- and 2-year-old daughter, and there's nothing that drives me more than worrying about people in my city or in my neighborhood that can hurt them. And it really drives me crazy that we have to keep track of where these criminals are, where these molesters are. I just think that's wrong that we should have to keep track of them. In my personal opinion, I think they should be locked up. I really liked what the last guy had to say.
Yeah, well, I want you to, you know, to call Blount's office and tell him to do that, because I'm going to have Blount on, the governor of Missouri, next week. But look, here's the deal. People say, well, is it any worse now than it was 30 years ago when we were kids? Because every parent's greatest fear is that their child be hurt, whether it's by a sexual predator or anybody else. That's the greatest fear of all parents. But it is worse now because of the internet, because child pornography on the internet lights a fuse under these people. You know, it gives them vivid ideas, and it makes what is a might be a perversion an obsession. All right. So there's no question in my mind when the Supreme Court ruled that virtual child pornography was legal, that was just, you know, okay, we got a stick of dynamite. Here you go, Supreme Court, light it. You know, pornography is pornography, whether it's a puppet or a real person. And we're working on a story now where there was a sting operation, and they caught a child molester, and now the judge threw out the conviction because there wasn't a real kid involved. It was a sting. We're going to get them. We're going to get them. We'll get them. We'll knock these judges down one by one, and we will. And we'll knock the governors down one by one. But it is worse now because of the internet. Because these guys, and most of them are guys, like 95% of them, they go home, they dial this stuff up, NAMBLA's around, they got all of this stuff, and what, you know, used to be something that was shadowy is no longer such. And, you know, when you talk to other people on the internet that say, oh, yeah, I do it too, and I do it too, and I do it too. You see what I'm talking about? It used to be shameful, but in some circles, this is like, NAMBLA says it's normal. I mean, that kind of garbage, you know, it's awful. But let's get back to the original theme. It is the state and federal government's obligation to protect you and your children from these individuals. And they have not done it in this country. We are now going to force them to do it. All right, you heard the governor of Rhode Island. We already have the governor of Pennsylvania on record. And, you know, we'll find out how the governor of New Hampshire sees it. All right, 1-877-9-NO-SPIN, back in a moment.
Tension is a killer.
Bill O'Reilly.
All righty then. It'll be interesting to see what Governor John Lynch in New Hampshire is going to do here. You know, and a lot of these governors basically are saying, well, I'm not going to let this O'Reilly guy tell me what to do. You know, they're saying that. I mean, I don't blame them in a way. I understand that, you know, I'm not going to let this O'Reilly guy push me around. Okay, if you want to take that tack, then you are working against the folks, because the folks understand the urgency of passing these laws. You know, they got it. So if you're going to say, well, I'm Governor Lynch and I'm not going to do it because O'Reilly, you know, okay, you can do that and look like a six-year-old, but we're not going to give you any wiggle room.
While other six-year-olds are going to be hurt in your state, and your people are going to be on top of
you
for that.
So, you know, basically what we're going to do is we're going to call Lynch today and say you're going to be at that rally in New Milford on August 20th. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, why not? But you can imagine when this guy gets the call.
Oh,
you can imagine the bad words directed in my... And, you know, the interesting thing about this, ladies and gentlemen, is this is the first time in American history that a media person has used his or her power to try to get legislation passed. I've never seen this done before on this personal level. Because what we're going to do between now and December is tell you every single governor in the country and what they're going to do or not do. And at the end of the legislative session for the Christmas break, we're going to tally up who's done what. So you'll know. And we're going to try to get as many of these people on my program as possible. And the ones that won't come on, again, I may have to do the show standing in front of their house. If I have to do it, I'll do it. That's how strongly I feel about this. I've never done anything like this ever. But this is the most important project outside of terrorism that I can throw my weight behind.
And can it actually help a lot of these governors if they come forward and say, hey, you know, I hadn't realized we didn't have the law in the book or whatever. Now he's raising to attention
again,
and we're going to act on it now.
Governor Bush was the absolute worst in Florida in protecting the children. You could not do a worse job than he did. And the proof is that he had to turn over the Child Protection Services Agency to private hands. After almost 8 years in office, he couldn't do it. That's the proof. But even he said, enough's enough, I'll sign this law. And I give him absolute credit for being a trailblazer and doing that. Let's go to Suwanee, Georgia. John, what say you?
Joe, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Hey, I find this fascinating, and I just can't wait for all your interviews with the governors. And my question is, as being a regular citizen, how can I get in Sonny Perdue's face and, like, say, I want Jessica's law? What would be a good way to contact his
office? Well, I mean, basically, I would get his email and then send me at BillO'Reilly.com or O'Reilly at FoxNews.com. O'Reilly at FoxNews.com. That's the best way to do it. Send a letter to him and just say, look, Governor Perdue, we want you to get behind Jessica's law. We have it in the neighboring state of Florida. You're familiar with it. What say you, sir? Now, chances are, John, that he's going to ignore the letter, all right? But I can, if you fax me a copy of it, I can read it on the air and say, well, Sonny, what's up? You see what I mean? Sonny's in on my radar scope because Sonny wimped out on the segregation prom deal we talked about a couple of years ago, all right, where some schools were barring blacks from attending proms. And vice versa, there were black proms. And I said, unacceptable. And Sonny Perdue ran and hid. So he's on my radar scope. But what you can do, John, is you can write him a letter. That's all you can do. And if all of you write your governor's letters, and you forward those letters to me at O'Reilly at FoxNews.com, I'll keep those letters. And then when I call the governors, I'll say, look, John in Suwanee, Georgia, Sam, why didn't you reply to him? All of that helps. Coral Springs, Florida. Rick, what say you?
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm so glad I got through to you. I have sent a couple emails recently. Just let me give you a brief background. I want to get to my point. I developed a few years back a special program that teaches kids how to recognize, avoid, or defend against abduction or sexual assault. It's a home training video.
Mm-hmm.
And it really all came about the training video for a couple different catalysts. I was trying to get what my initial efforts were to get the training into schools. Instead of playing soccer one week, teach my training to the kids.
Very good idea.
Because I take it a little bit, it's a very unique training that takes it a little step further. See, everything we're doing right now, and even with what you're doing, which I think is fantastic, Amber Alerts, milk cartons, It's all to find a missing child or to keep someone that's already committed.
Yeah, you're doing a proactive, preventive thing.
We have to teach these kids how to defend themselves when we can't be there to protect
that's
them.
Correct.
We just had a great situation 2-3 days ago in Utah with Mackenzie Smith. And it's done down here in Florida. We've had a couple of kids defend themselves against it. But I take also approach, I break so I don't talk about strangers. I mainly focus on behavior because 1,200 kids a month are let off by people that are familiar to them. Anyway, all that being said, I was up against we've talked to my organization's nonprofit, Kids Fighting Chance. We're based out of Chicago, but I live here in Florida.
Kids Fighting what?
Kids Fighting Chance. I have a
Chance?
Website. Chance.
Give them a fighting chance? Is that what you mean?
Kids Fighting Chance.
Give your kids a fighting chance.
Right, what's the website? What's the website?
Well, the website is Fighting Chance Programs. And the reason I'm leading you to that is because really, everything I did to try and get we talked to governors, my organization talked to governors, just like you, when we got such lip service that it was beyond belief. I've just now taken the approach to get the training in martial arts schools, as many as I can. I've made it almost next to nothing for them to get on board and certify them, because my passion is to make sure that this training gets in the hands of every child possible.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you're always going to run up against a bureaucracy, especially when you're an unknown quantity to these people. But give the website again. Send us some information about your program, because I'm interested in it. But give the website again real fast.
FightingChancePrograms.com.
Fighting.com. Is all correct. One word? FightingChancePrograms.com?
That's correct.
All right.
Or they can go to KidsFightingChance.com.
All right, Rick. Send us some stuff up here and stay on the line, and our guys will give you the address, and I'll take a look at it. Let's go to Drew in Yakima, Lisa's hometown.
Yeah.
Say you, Drew.
Hey, Drew, or Bill, I've been listening pretty much since I got back from the Middle East, and I enjoy your program, so thanks for having my call.
Thanks for your service.
My point is, when you mentioned regulating the Internet, that kind of just scared me because I don't like regulating anything that's open like that. I agree with you in that the governors should be regulated, or should be do laws that are more stringent against child molesters and child abusers, and that judges should put more heavy mandatory sentences on to accused or guilty parties. But, you know, why take...
Well, here's why. Here's why. The Internet is a place where freedom should reign, but it shouldn't be a breeding ground of crime. And I believe that virtual child pornography is a crime. I mean, just because you have an image that's not a real child but looks like a real child, in my mind, doesn't make it not a crime. That's a technicality. It's a crime. Molesting a child is a crime. To encourage it's a crime. To demonstrate it is a crime. And the Supreme Court is full of baloney. Now, I don't want to regulate anything, but a crime's a crime, and that's where I stand. And we'll be right back.
No spin.
Yeah, baby!
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things, and to make a billy goat puke.
Bill O'Reilly. They drew first blood, not me.
All right, we're talking about our campaign to hold governors responsible. Now, we have a whole bunch of calls about federal law. This is a local crime, you know, and you can't federalize the crime. I don't think the courts would uphold that. So all you guys asking me about having a federal law against it, I think it would be unconstitutional.
Right.
Unless they reclassify it and all of that. It's a local beef. And yes, they should have a federal database. They will have that. I believe that law is going to pass, even though there's some constitutionality with that. But I think they're going to get around it. We did that last week. But there's no reason that states themselves cannot enforce this very, very stringent law. You know, we're not talking about droves of people here. We're talking about evil people, but there are not that many of them. Now, I want you to go to BillO'Reilly.com, and if you do have children, this is a great time, you know, in August, to have them read the O'Reilly Factor for Kids book. Would you help those kids, particularly the kids going from middle school to high school, from eighth grade into high school, that kind of thing, where they're going to have a new environment, they're going to have a lot of new problems. So check out, you can order this book, The O'Reilly Factor for Kids, from the website or in any bookstore. It sold more than 300,000 copies, an enormous amount. You know, more than Madonna's book, more than Billy Crystal's kid book, you know. And we're real proud of that book. So go to BillO'Reilly.com, check it out. And let's check out Eddie in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. What's going on, Eddie?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
That's Lancaster, California, by the way.
Yes, I know. That's what I just said. But now we have it twice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a liberal, and I absolutely support you on this one issue, at least.
Thank you.
On the child molestation and legislation. It absolutely needs to be done. I mean, nobody really supports child molesters. And if the government doesn't get behind supporting these laws and the governors of different states don't get behind it, then I say parents will have to take matters in their own hands.
You have to vote them out. Now, Schwarzenegger is pretty tough on this, but the California legislature is the most liberal in the country. It will be interesting to see what kind of momentum, because California is the nation's largest state, obviously, and a trendsetter. We are going to put a lot of resources into hoping that California does the right thing here. And we will keep you posted. And I can say that, you know, Schwarzenegger is on board with this. But it just depends on what his priority level is and how much he's going to push it. Let's go to Lake Oswego, Oregon. Steve's in the no-spin zone. Go.
Hi, Bill. Steve Dole from Lake Oswego. I've talked to you before. My daughter's a murder victim. We have an organization called Crime Victims United. We have a bill in the Oregon legislature, which is winding down very rapidly. It's House Bill 3507. Mm-hmm. It came out last Friday on a 51-9 vote. It's over in the Senate, and it's basically laying on the Senate president's desk.
What does the bill say?
Basically, it says that if you commit the three first-degree sex crimes in Oregon, rape, sodomy, or unlawful sexual penetration with a foreign object on a child under the age of 12, you'll get a 25-year minimum sentence.
All right, so it's Jessica's Law with three very specific crimes.
Right.
I'd love to know, Steve.
It also calls for electronic monitoring for lifetime after release.
All right, I'd love to know the nine Oregon reps that voted against it, if you can give me that information.
I can.
Now, what's the governor's take on it?
Well, the governor, and I'm just quoting the Democrats. We have a Democratic governor. I'm quoting the Democrats' own newspaper that came out the other day. There's an Amber Alert out for the governor in the state of Oregon on a lot of issues.
Right. I know he's not a proactive guy on any of this kind of stuff. Have you ever spoken to him or gotten any response to this law?
Not on this particular issue.
All right. Well, we'll contact him in your name. You hang on. I want the information about the nine Oregon reps that voted against it, and then we'll make a very pointed call to the governor of Oregon and say, because I expect it to pass in the Senate, and say, when are you going to sign this law? So thanks a lot, Steve. We appreciate your good work. Let's take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of your calls in a moment.
No spin.
Hello.
Okay, we're rolling along here tonight on the TV Factor. As I mentioned, 18 Marines killed overnight in Iraq, and we're going to bring in on two best military analysts to tell you the truth about what's going on over there. You know, is it getting worse? 18 Marines, there's a lot of Marines dead in one explosion. So that's the lead. We have some new information coming out of Aruba, a story that never ends. And we got Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, telling me how he wants terror prisoners to be interrogated in a great debate segment. Plenty of reason to watch the Factor. It's going to be a good show tonight. Flagstaff, Arizona. Scott's in the no-spin zone. What say you, Scott?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, why is there even a question, you know, for there to be a law, a minimum sentence law for sexual, you know, crimes? I just don't understand why there's anyone even voting against a law to be made like that, and I know it can't be federalized, but...
I think I have an answer to your question. Number one, many politicians are apathetic. They don't care
about the issue for whatever reason, because it isn't really an ideological issue. So people like Ted Kennedy, for example, I mean, they're not going to champion this because it's not in their liberal lexicon. You know, you see what I mean? So they don't care. The second thing is there are two camps of opposition against sentencing child felony people to 25 years. The first are the ACLU kooks who say it's too much punishment, which is absurd because you ruin a child's life, you forfeit your own, correct? Yes. The second one, and this is really kooky, this comes from some on the right, some conservative people or ultra-conservatives. He said, well, if you do that, then the juries won't sentence them. They'll find them not guilty because they don't want them to serve 25 years. Now, I don't believe that for a second. Okay, I believe the folks are so angry about this that if the evidence says they're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, 25 years is fine with 90% of the American people to make up the jury system.
I don't see jurors being sympathetic.
No, I have on my desk, and I'll read one tonight on television, letters that say, oh, you can't do that because the juries won't convict because it's too much time. And this is coming from the right. So, I mean, look, there are a lot of people who their thinking process is flawed. We know that. We talk about it every day. Look at Lise.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Was that a cheap shot?
We made it through the show. You were actually decent today, but you just had to blow it in the last minute.
You know, I'm on the 12-step program.
Yeah,
I have to go back to the meeting.
Work on it.
Be nice to Lise Anonymous.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so that was a cheap shot, and I apologize profusely for it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Radio Factor. We'll see you tonight on TV. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Imposing tough laws against child predators. Come on.
Now, The Radio Factor. Bill O'Reilly.
It's been a long time coming.
I think Bill O'Reilly is awesome.
Oh, Bill is kind of hardcore, isn't he?
I think he has a lot of guts.
Very direct. He's an obnoxious, opinionated jerk.
Pompous.
Narrow-minded.
Combative.
He's a wonderful gentleman.
Conservative.
Bill O'Reilly is the biggest liberal.
I trust him with my dog.
You got to speak up again for madness.
Opinionated, passionate, doesn't mince words.
This show has just about everything in it.
If you want to lose weight, book yourself on the Bill O'Reilly Show, because for 2 days I've had diarrhea.
What am I wrong, Mr. Eastwood?
You're never wrong.
And it appears to be enough.
Enter the no-spin zone. 877-9-NO-SPIN. 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. And now, here's Bill O'Reilly.
All right, yesterday in New Hampshire, a Factor listener named Carl Zahn, was it yesterday or Saturday? Probably Saturday. Held a rally to get Jessica's Law passed in the Granite State. Hey, Carl, if you're listening, give us a buzz right now, okay? 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. I want to know how that went. Anyway, the New Hampshire Union Leader out of Manchester, the state's biggest newspaper, editorialized against what Carl was doing. Okay, you can believe it. I mean, and I got to get into this to tell you the mindset of what we're up against here. All right? Because America is a great country, but not all of our leaders and media are great. We all have to understand that. Anyway, Carl did what all good citizens should do, is that he said, look, I'm going to do something about it. He collected 1,500 signatures.
Wow.
Asking the legislature to consider a law similar to Jessica's Law in Florida, which takes effect September 1st. And then he held a big rally in Milford, New Hampshire. And we'll, you know, tell you about what happened there. But we're not getting a lot of action from the governor, John Lynch. Now, Lynch is playing kind of a dual game here. He says he's going to crack down, Lynch is saying. But we can't get him on a program or get him on a record. And he didn't go to the to Zahn's meeting. So we don't know where the governor is, and we don't like that. Governor should be upfront about it. Now, overall in the United States, we have some movement to protect your children. The following states, okay, Zahn's on the phone, we'll get to him in a minute. The following states are
moving toward Jessica's Law or already have it. Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Nevada, Missouri, Rhode Island, Texas, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, North Dakota, and the latest one is Kentucky. And we're going to talk about that tonight on television side. So we're making very good progress here. The states that flat out say, no, we're not going to do anything, are New York, Oregon, Wyoming, and Utah. And the states, the rest of them are still in the middle. We're still investigating them. Now, it's important to understand what this is all about. Jessica Lunsford, as you probably know, was 9 years old and was living in a trailer in Central Florida, Citrus County. And she was kidnapped by a convicted sex offender, John Cooey, who the state of Florida had lost track of. They didn't know where he was. Now, Cooey, a pervert from, you know, the get-go, long rap sheet, everybody knew he was a danger. Cooey basically was running around unsupervised, taking drugs and working in low-level jobs. So he grabs Jessica and, according to authorities, hides her in a trailer for 2 or 3 days, molests her terribly, and then buries her alive. She's clutching her stuffed dolphin. You got to personalize this. She's 9 years old. The horror of her last days. The prosecutor in Citrus County, Brad King, lets the three people who may have aided Cooey, certainly they did aid him because they helped him escape, go. No prosecution. You know that's the same song we've been on that case on and on. Now, Cooey may want to talk to me about it, and we're negotiating with his lawyers. We hope he will. Tell the truth. Anyway, right after that horrific murder, and it could happen to any American child, no matter how well supervised, this could happen to your kid. You look the other way, you're at the beach, it happens like lightning. So, Florida does the right thing, and they pass Jessica's Law, which says, sexual battery on a child, 12 and under, you get 25 first offense. Very sad. And then they have a number of other things afterward. The after stuff we don't care about here. That's up to the individual states. You want to put a bracelet on it, you want to monitor them, up to you. It's the 25 years we're demanding. All right? Because that takes these guys, first offense, off the street for the bulk of their life. And that's what we need to do. Why is there resistance to this? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Because the punishment in this country is supposed to fit the crime. If you sexually abuse a child, that stays with the child for the rest of his or her life. So you have to forfeit most of your life. And society must protect other children from you. There's no dispute about this. Yet, we have the governor of Oregon who absolutely running away, won't do anything about it. The governor of New York, Pataki, blaming on a guy named Sheldon Silver. Yeah, it's Sheldon Silver's fault. That's true. He hanging it up. He won't introduce it. But just Governor Pataki, you ought to be standing outside Silver's house, pointing at him, letting everybody know who the villain is. Wyoming, chaos. Utah, chaos. Arkansas is also chaotic. We're going to have to put them in the yellow state category probably this week. They don't meet again, their legislature, in 2007. And their governor, Huckabee, flat out won't do anything. He said to our people, well, I'm not going to be in office in 2007. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for looking out for the kids, governor. Great. And most of these guys are like this. They're looking out for themselves, putting their finger to the wind. Now, in New Hampshire, the reason Lynch isn't on board here is because the union leader doesn't like the Jessica's Law. And this is, let me quote from their editorial on August 17th. What is right for Florida might not be right for New Hampshire. And that goes for laws as well as coral-covered stucco homes and flip-flops in November. Governor John Lynch wants to toughen the state sex offender laws, and some activists are urging him to copy word for word Florida's latest attempt to crack down on child sex offenders called the Jessica Lunsford Act. But Lynch is right to have the Attorney General's office study the issue before he crafts a bill. And then the union leader goes on to say, it costs too much to do background checks on workers
that are contracted to work on schools. It costs too much, if you can believe it. Hey, the contractor has to pay that. The contractor. Then they don't like sex offenders living within 1,000 feet of a playground, school, or daycare center. They say that law was on the books when 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford was abducted and killed. Okay, fine. So what? You are going to, this law is not a panacea. It's not going to cure all abuse cases. But you don't allow a sex offender to live within 1,000 feet of a school, playground, or daycare center. You see, this paper reflects this kind of, well, we'll just nitpick everything. We'll nitpick it all. Because, oh, you can always find something wrong with every law. You can always do that. Andrew Klein is the guy who wrote the editorial. We called him up. Why don't you come on and kick it around? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, I can't. You're a coward, Mr. Klein. You're an absolute coward. And if I were living in New Hampshire and my kid got molested, I'd pay you a visit, sir.